producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and we are here to prepare you, because spring is just around the corner. Valentine's Day is a week from today. President's Day is the following day, so that should be a busy weekend, extended weekend for you. And the groundhog, he's called for less winter weather. And spring is getting closer and closer, so start to get your power equipment ready, get it clean, get your carburetors all cleaned up, put some fresh fuel, make sure that you don't use gas that has ethanol added to it. We've been talking about that. You can buy special fuel at your power equipment companies or even ask at the gas station so that the equipment doesn't break down for you. And if you have seed trays from last year, get them washed off good. Get all the soil off of it and all of your containers and get them all cleaned. And there's two ways that you can reuse them. You need to sterilize them to get all of the possible fungus and bacteria that could create a problem. What we used to do at the nursery that I worked at, the landscape crew always brought the empty pots that the shrubs came in. And we created an area where we stored them. And if customers came in and they needed some pots, gladly would give them to them. But when we got ready to reuse those containers, what we did is we took a big tub and we would put in about 10 gallons to 15 gallons of water to a gallon of bleach. Stir it up real good. We would clean out the pots first with the hose, get all the heavy debris out, and then we would throw the pots and seed trays and any kind of container into the bleach and water solution. Let it sit in there for a few minutes, and then take them out, put them in the sunshine, let them dry, and the bleach killed all of the microbes that were not beneficial, that could create a fungus problem or a disease problem. If you're not able to do something like that, clean them off real good and put them in the dishwasher on the top shelf. If you put thin plastic wall, like cell packs, you know, like six packs or whatever, on the bottom shelf, they will get misshapen and melt a little bit with the heat from your water in your dishwasher. and then they're not going to be used. But all of your plastic pots can go in there, and the heat and the water and the soap will clean them up so that they are reusable. That way you can recycle them and use them for many years to come. It'll save you quite a bit of money in the long run. So that's just a few of the things that you want to do. Start to think about getting your power equipment done. And if there's a business that you deal with, give them a call. And they may be busy right now with snow blowers and things like that. But say, listen, I want to get my lawnmower all tuned up. When would be a good time? And they may say, well, we're slow right now. We're in between storms. Bring it down. Have them tune it up. Put a nice sharp blade on it. If you haven't changed the blade for a while, have them put a new blade on it and buy a spare. And that way, you're ready. Your rototiller, the same thing. You know, start it up, see if it's working, get it clean, get WD-40 and get all of those movable parts all coated and oiled up and ready to go. If you have a lawn spreader, clean it the same way, WD-40, all the moving parts, and especially the holes in the bottom of your spreader. If you have a metal spreader from the fertilizer, from the lime, the insecticides and fungicides going through the hole, it's probably made it a little bit bigger. And you can tell just by looking at it. So if you see that the holes have gotten larger over the years, then you're going to have to adjust what the bag says. So if the bag tells you set your spreader at 6, and you've noticed that the holes where the product falls out of have gotten larger, you may want to set it at 5. Because what's going to happen is going to come out faster, and if you're accustomed to buying a bag of fertilizer for, let's say, 10,000 square feet, it may only do 8,500, 9,000 square feet, and that way you don't get everything fed properly. So be prepared. Get your garden tools cleaned and ready to go and start working on a garden calendar. And the newsletter that I wrote last week that you can find on my website, paulparent.com, you click on the archive, newsletter archive, and there is a calendar about vegetables. And I'm going to do one on flowers in the next couple of weeks so that you'll know when to start them. There's also an article on strawberries and raspberries. And I built a link right at the end of the strawberries from Cornell University, and they discuss all of the best varieties of strawberries. And you can read about it, and if you want to freeze them, if you're looking for big fruit, small fruit, juicy type fruit, and flavor, they're all discussed on the link that I put after the article on strawberries. Then I did a story about raspberries. Hooked up to Cornell again, and they discussed the best variety of raspberries, whether they're red, green, or black, early, mid-season, or late. They're all there to tell you light producer or heavy producer, early or late. And then I found a link from the University of Maine Extension Service. And on the link, when you click on it, there is a 6-minute video that will show you how to prune your raspberries, how to thin them out and feed them, and how to make them more productive. So check it out. And if you like it, you just click on sign up for newsletter. It's free. All you do is you put in your email address, hit submit, and on Thursday you will receive it. And we're going to keep having new stories every single week. In about 2 weeks, we're going to redesign the entire website, add a lot of new features to it, and going to make it easier for you to navigate the website. So check it out, and I know it will help you a great deal. But go to paulparent.com and look at the changes. And remember, Valentine's Day is Sunday, and if you want to order a garden journal, do it today or Monday so we can get it to your loved one. Great Valentine's Day present. We spend a lot of time and money on our gardens. We have great intentions, and sometimes our expectations are not met. Our plants need to be fed regularly to grow and develop properly. If you're using a liquid plant food that must be reapplied every 2 weeks, will you remember to do it? No. That's why I use Dynamite, continuous feeding fertilizer that lasts for 9 months. Every time you water, the plant gets fed. Use Dynamite like the professional growers do. Dynamite.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prints.
When I read Green Prints, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prints.
What is Green Prints? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prints, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prints is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prints shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prints is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprints.com. That's greenprints.com. Like some prints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now, and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free. We have some open lines right now. So if you're just sitting around reading the Sunday paper and having your coffee, now is the time to call. If you've had something that's created a problem for you in your garden, and that number is 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. And we'll really help you out. Now, coming up a little bit later on in the program, at 9 o'clock, we have Randy Schultz. And he is from a company called Summit Responsible Solutions. And we are going to discuss this Zika and the West Nile mosquito. And I know a lot of you, that's all that's been on TV. And Randy's company has organic ways of eliminating mosquitoes. And he was telling me that there is more than 1 million known cases for this virus in Central and Southern America. So it's a good topic, and he'll give you a lot of tips. They reported a case in Massachusetts. So it's gone from just being Florida. It's in 12 states right now. And as the weather changes, it's going to be spreading more and more. And he'll give you some tips on ways that you could eliminate it or at least prevent it. So I hope you tune in for that. And if you're not able to listen, going to church or heading out, you can go to GCNlive.com and you can listen to the program. Or you can go on my website, paulparent.com and then click on the Listen Live button. And you can listen to it tomorrow or the following day, because it's broken down hour one, hour two, hour three, hour four. And this is going to be in hour four from 9 to 9:30. And if any of you have questions in that period, you call Daniel and we'll put you on, and then you can talk with Randy Schultz, and he can tell you everything that you need to know about ways to prevent this mosquito from creating a problem in your area. Also, last week, Natural Alternative, which is a company that makes natural fertilizers for your lawn. They have a milky spore disease, an updated version of milky spore disease to kill grubs in your lawn. And they are now in the process of packaging. And your local nursery and garden center has no idea about this because it's that new. They have developed a spray. And it comes in a bottle that you attach to your hose. And you spray your property, and it will last for 2 weeks, and it will kill all the mosquitoes that it hits. It's organic, it's natural, and it's something that I think it will mean an awful lot to you. Now, Natural Alternative is the one that makes the ice melt product. Again, it's new technology. If you buy a 50-pound bag of rock salt and you spread it, it will cover roughly 5,000 square feet. If you use a natural alternative, it will cover 12,500 square feet. 2.5 times the coverage. Safe for pets. Safe for planting your lawn perennial shrubs. No white film being brought into the house. And it works to 16 below zero. Order it, and we'll give you that number. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. They will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Just before the break, I was telling you about the natural alternative ice melt and didn't give you the phone number. The phone number is 888-546-5941. That's 888-546-5941. Now, they're talking about a major nor'easter for the Northeast, New England, New York, New Jersey. If you call tomorrow and you tell them you heard about it on the program, they will ship it to you free and they'll give you a 10% discount. And you should get it on either Tuesday or Wednesday. So when you've got everything cleaned up, you sprinkle the ice melt, and you're ready to go. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Kelly from Cape Cod, and she's got a question about her crabapple tree.
Okay. Kelly, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. What's happening to your flowering crab?
Well, good morning. Well, my flowering crab tree I had to take down. I'd had it for 30-some-odd years. It was rotted in the middle, and I had to take it down. But now I have these wonderful branches or shoots coming up. They're getting quite tall. And I cut some of them out last fall and fertilized it with manure or product. And now I want to know what to do with it. what to do with these many branches, and how should I? I'd like to get a single stem or whatever growing up.
Right. Okay. How many branches did you leave?
Well, there are five or six.
Okay. And they're how tall?
Probably four feet.
Okay.
Somewhere.
What I would do is I would look at your six branches and look at, try and find the one or possibly two that have the straightest stem and the most number of branches that have developed on it, and get rid of the other four. And for now, for this coming year, grow those two only. And then in the fall, you're going to take a look at those two branches, decide which one seems to be developing the best overall shape, number of side branches forming, the one that you think will be the best looking in the long run. And then I would get rid of the other one. And that way all the energy will go to that one plant. And I would feed it with that tree tone fertilizer that you have in the spring. And then again around September before you make that final cut and the tree will take off for you.
I have one other question concerning this. When I discovered my original crab apple tree had disease in the center, with something coming up right through the center, I used the bare tree and shrub product, and unfortunately I was too late. Now, will these new branches, will they be afflicted by that disease, or do you think I've used enough bare tree and shrub to kill it?
I think you've used enough product. Plus, what's coming out of the ground is a healthy, brand-new shoot. And it could be that the tree that was there before, the original tree, had a bad crotch on it, where the trunk split and made two branches. And it could be that over time, water built up in that crack, and it created a cavity like you get in your teeth. And because you're starting fresh, you've got all new wood, all new bark, the chances are that you won't have that same problem. And as long as you keep an eye on it, and if you do see that there is some water collecting in the crotch, then you can treat it there, and that will eliminate the possible problem with a rot developing in the trunk of the tree.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, thank you very much. I'll keep you posted.
Great. That's what I like to hear. Think positive, but let us know so that we can continue to pass that on to our listeners. And you have a wonderful day.
Well, thank you very much.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Richard from Maine, and I was just talking to him, so I'm not sure what his question is yet.
That's okay. Richard, good morning.
Hello?
Yes, good morning, Richard.
How are you?
Good. How are you? How can we help you out today, Richard?
Well, about 3 years ago, I had a nice crop of raspberries, and I got cleaned out by this Japanese beetle. And since then, I've taken care of the problem, sprayed my lawn and everything. And I was wondering if it would be safe now to, I'd like to raise another crop.
Yep.
Safe. You think it'd be all right to plant more now?
Oh, sure. Now, what I want you to do, Richard, is this. Do you get my weekly email newsletter?
Uh-huh.
Do you?
No, I don't. No, I don't, but I could.
Okay. What I want you to do is go on your computer and go to paulparent.com, and then you're going to go to the newsletter archive.
Okay.
And when you get to the archive, you're going to click on this past week's newsletter.
Okay.
And I wrote a story about growing raspberries.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay. Then, on the at the end of the story, my wife built a link to Cornell University, and they discussed the best varieties for you to grow in your garden.
Oh, that'd be great.
Early, mid-season, and late, and so forth. And just below that, there is a second link from the University of Maine. And it's a 5-minute video, and they will show you how to prune and how to thin and how to encourage new growth for the future. And they'll show you step by step by step. It's a great video. It is so informative.
Wow.
And it will make your raspberries be more productive. But between
I'll put me right back in business.
Exactly. So between the story that I wrote, between University of Cornell recommending early, mid-season, late, and the different varieties and what their qualities are, and then the second link to how to prune and how to care for them, you're going to be in great shape, and I'm sure you're going to learn something I did, and I love to grow raspberries.
Yeah.
And there is a ton of information. And while you're there, just click onto the newsletter and put in your email address.
Yeah.
Hit submit, and you'll get it free every single Thursday.
Oh, great.
And
next week
one of the stories I'm going to do is on blueberries. And I found a link, and I've been trying to find something like this for a long time that explains to you how to prune, how much to prune, and when to prune to make your blueberries more productive.
Right.
And a list of blueberries that will do best in Maine, or Massachusetts, or New York, or New Jersey, or even in Tennessee.
Wow.
So there's going to be a lot of stuff coming in. We're going to be redeveloping a new web page at the end of the month, and I think you're going to be very happy. So we're trying to put more and more and more information that you can understand, but I'll tell you, this video on raspberries, on how to prune it, when to prune it, how to prune it, and how to encourage the new growth and more production, you're going to love it.
Wow, well, definitely. I've checked that out then. In fact, I love your show. You're very helpful and you explain everything very great.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, you have a wonderful, wonderful weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Our phone number, it's toll-free. It is 855-660-4261. I want to remind you that at 9 o'clock, we're going to be talking with Randy Schultz about the Zika mosquito and the West Nile mosquito. It's in 12 states right now. I know in New England it's not a problem because we just got 10 inches of snow. We have a nor'easter coming on Tuesday, but it will give you ideas on ways that you can prevent it in your area. And Natural Alternative has an organic mosquito repellent that just got approval from the government, and it's all organic. And if you're having a cookout, you spray it. If you work in a garden a lot, you hook it up to your hose. It's a built-in sprayer. You spray around your gardens, around your home, and it will control the mosquitoes without using a lot of toxic things. So the days of organics are here. There's a lot of new products, and we're going to give you the opportunity to use those products. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Elizabeth from Massachusetts, and she's got a question about forcing hyacinth bulbs.
Elizabeth, welcome to the Ball Parent Garden Club.
Yeah, I forced some hyacinth bulbs, and I have some hyacinth vases, and I just absolutely love them. Now, what I was wondering is that can I plant them when they're finished?
Oh, yeah.
You can, because yeah. I forced them in water, of course.
Right. So what you do when your hyacinth or even paper whites, when they get done blooming, you cut off the flowers.
Uh-huh.
You keep the foliage actively growing for a 6-week period. Put a little bit of fertilizer in the water. And when the ground is thawed, plant them in your yard.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with wilt-proof anti-desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use wilt-proof, the number one selling plant protectant this fall.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you used. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and
installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. And remember, if you'd like to order a garden journal for Valentine's Day, go to the website. You can order it directly there. You can call us, and the number is 207-590-4887. So call today or tomorrow, and that way we can guarantee that you'll have it for Valentine's Day, and you can pick up a nice potted plant, and this is something that they really will enjoy. Daniel, who's up next? We have open lines, so call right now, and we'll help you out. We did talk a little bit about starting seeds earlier in the program, and the one thing that we really want to stress is don't use soil from the garden or a bag of potting soil that's real dirt. It's heavy. And if you're trying to grow like lettuce from seed or impatience or snapdragons or any kind of a vegetable or flower with tiny seeds, it will be heavy, and the germination percentage won't be as great. Plus, it's not sterile. So when you buy your seeds, what you want to purchase is the Black Gold seedling mixture. And this is totally sterilized. It's made up with a little bit of peat, and the product that is making peat almost obsolete. Peat moss has been used for years and years. The supply is getting almost to a point where it's becoming rare. And what they're using to replace it, and it's a renewable product, is called cocoa fiber. And it's the shell of the coconut. And it's like little pieces of spaghetti. They grind it up, and it holds as much moisture as peat moss, and it's totally sterilized. So look for the black gold seedling mixture when you're starting your new seed. It's sterilized, and it's ready to go. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Mike from Maine. He's got a question about his onions.
Mike, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. What's happening with your onions?
Hey, Paul, thanks for all you do. You do a great job. The onions I planted, a lot of them split, and I was wondering why they did that.
Okay, so you mean instead of a single stem, you got two leaves?
I got two onions at the end of the season. A lot of them would be split right in half.
Okay, and you're putting a single
single bulb
plant.
Yeah. Yes.
Huh. And they've grown and split in two.
Yeah, they're together. But when you go to peel them, there's two halves there. Not all.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. So what I'm going to do is I'll do some research for you. What time do you normally listen to the show?
Oh, I listen to you all the time.
Okay. Then what I'll do is I'll make a note right now to get back to you with the information on why your onions are splitting. And that way you can avoid that from happening again next year, because if they split, then they're not going to keep as well during the winter when you really want the fresh onions.
Yes, exactly. I'm cooking some right now.
Making a little onion soup?
Right. No, I put them in with my eggs in the morning.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing better than some nice caramelized onion. You can make an omelet with it. It's out of this world. But let me do some research, and I'll get back to you next Sunday with the solution to your problem.
Hey, thanks so much.
Thank you. You have a wonderful weekend. And those of you listening, coming up at 9, we're going to tell you how to avoid the Zika mosquito.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.